Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends. Welcome to this week's episode. And today I just want to do kind of an overview of retainers. Now, if you followed me for any time, you know one of my pet peeves is the fact that this industry does not have standard terms. So retainers and packages are thrown around. And a lot of times people think they mean the same thing, but they don't. And so I've done a couple of different podcast and blog posts on packages. So I thought, you know what, let me do one on retainers so people understand when to use a retainer, and then maybe when to move to packages. So let's start with what is a retainer. First of all, retainers are based on hours. They're not based on so much expertise like a package. So a package is based on expertise. A retainer is based on hours, which means a lot of times you are going to be tracking time so clients understand what work you're doing and how long it's taking. In other words, where that money they paid you is going. So retainers are what I call a bucket of hours. So think of, an attorney. An attorney, you pay them, a retainer fee up front for them to be able to give you legal advice. It's the same thing for you. You actually are paid up front for any work that you're going to do. So retainers are billed prior to the work being started, not after. Okay, retainers are prepaid buckets of hours, and they can be used for any task that the client dictates. So the client tells you, here's what to do with the bucket of hours that I just bought from you. Do a little WordPress, do a little MailChimp, do a little copywriting, do a little customer service, whatever it might be. Now, the issue for me with a retainer is if you offer several different types of expertise, you get what's called a blended rate, which means they're paying you the same rate for different levels of expertise. So for my own experience, I offered, MailChimp services, but I also offered Infusionsoft. And there's a huge learning curve for Infusionsoft. So Infusionsoft is, a higher rate or a higher expertise, let's say, than MailChimp. So I should be paid more for that. But I wasn't because I didn't know what I didn't know. So if you're just offering one thing, retainers make sense. But you want to make sure that you are clear on that you actually bill them for the work before it's done. Now, like I said, most people have to track their time because clients are going to want to know where that money goes. That's pretty much the norm. That's why you should have some type of task management system. But if you're using retainers in your business, which is a great thing to do, especially for those of you who are just getting started in the industry, because packages are something that you have to understand everything that goes into them. And there's a lot more to offering packages than retainers because packages, again, are based on expertise. Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. But why would you use retainers? Well, when you're just starting out, you should be paid before you do the work. So you're not running after clients to get paid. Besides, it's professional. Like I said, attorneys, they want you to pay before they share their expertise. Well, you're a service professional just like they are, but your expertise may not be in the legal field. It might be in some kind of a techie tool or copywriting or customer service. So retainers are prepaid bucket of hours that can be used for any task your client needs. The client will dictate the hours, what they're used for, and they are paying for your time, not your expertise. They usually have an expiration date. You don't want to keep them on your books. So expiration dates can be from 30 to 90 days from the invoice date. I originally didn't expire my retainers, and then I had a client come back to me a year later and wanted to use hours that are still on the books. That's not a good way to run your business. So decide from 30 to 90 days when you'll say that those hours expire if they're not used. That information needs to be very clearly stated in both your business policies and your agreement so clients understand that they need to use those hours or they expire. So a couple of things. It makes sense to use retainers, like I said, when you're really getting started to get a feel for how long it takes to do the work
all the tasks involved, because once you have that information, you can start moving to packages. Now, this isn't going to talk too deep about packages. As I said, there's a couple of blogs and podcasts on packages. You can certainly refer to that. But I wanted to talk about some sample retainers. So let's say you're just getting started. And what you want to do is you want to put together some retainers. These are not packages. These are just retainer plans, as I would call them, not packages, because then you get confused. So retainer plans that you have in your business, I would always recommend starting with at least three retainer plans. And so hear me out on this. The first one you should offer is a new client retainer plan. And what this does is allows them to buy, you know, a smaller bucket of hours so you guys can try each other out to make sure that it's a really good fit. Okay. So I always call that my new client retainer plan. And it can be anywhere from, you know, 2 to 5 hours. 5 hours, 2 to 5 hours is a good chunk for that. You can determine what works best for you. If you can't decide, just start with a 3 hour new client plan. Okay. And so that's what you would introduce whenever a new client wanted to sign on with you. You could say, okay, well, I like to sign new clients on my new client retainer plan, and it's a 3 hour plan and it's X amount of dollars. Okay. And that way they're not investing a whole bunch of money up front, and it makes them feel a little better, gives them a little more peace of mind, because you're starting the relationship and you want to make sure you're starting off on the right foot. Okay. And that you guys actually do gel and you work well together, because after those, 3 hours, for instance, you can make a decision if you want to keep working with them or not. Now, the second one, I would say you would offer anywhere from 5 hours up for your retainer packages. And there's a couple different ways that you can approach this. You can do in increments of 10. So I had a 5 hour new client retainer plan, and then I had a 10 hour and a 20 hour and a 30 hour plan. Okay. Those were the amount of hours that they would buy from me every 45 days. So my retainer plans would expire after 45 days. So that was the kind of how I structured my business when I was working in retainers. So you need to figure out what works best for you. You don't have to have that many. You could just have two or three, but I really recommend that new client one, because it really is a great way to show clients that you're willing to meet them halfway. They don't have to invest in 10 hours of your time. You're going to invest in 3 hours of my time, and we're going to work together to make sure we're a good fit. Retainers are a professional way to show up in your business. Invoicing after the fact, not so much, okay? Remember, attorneys are professionals. You want to be a professional, so you want to do retainers and get paid up front. Now, another question that I get is, well, what if I want to have clients sign a retainer and there's a minimum number of months that they need to sign? That's certainly doable as well. I just started month to month with my clients, but some people want a minimum of, say, 90 days, and that's fine too. So what you could do is, after your new client plan, right, expires, then you could say, okay, here's my additional plans, and, you know, I require a minimum of 90 days plan. So in other words, they would sign a contract saying they're going to work with you for the next 90 days. The beauty of retainers is it can become that recurring income that you can count on month in and month out. Now, I, again, did not require a minimum number of months when I started. Eventually, I moved to packages. And with my packages, I really talked about having kind of a minimum number of months that we could work together. So why use retainers? Retainers are a professional way to get paid for your services upfront. Clients dictate what they're used for, so they're paying for your time, which is fine when you're just getting started, because you're kind of feeling your way around. And the next step is, once you have figured out, okay, I really know that I'm going to be doing WordPress design. Well, WordPress design should not be done hourly, okay? They should be paying for your expertise. Then it's time to move to packages. When you run out of time to sell, or you want to earn more money, or you just don't want to track time anymore and you're tired of being paid for time instead of expertise, then you're going to want to look at moving to packages. What I recommend is maybe take 90 days and do retainers to fine-tune your service offerings. Really get a sense of what it is that you want to offer going forward and what you want to convert to packages. And during that time, you are tracking all the tasks involved and how long it takes, because that information is needed when you move to packages. Okay. So hopefully I've given you some ideas here on retainers. Like I said, they're a great place to start, but the goal should be eventually moving to packages. And as a side note, if you're an admin and you're offering admin-based services, very hard to package unless you specialize. So you could be someone who just does inbox management, or you're somebody who just does customer service. If you do a lot of different things, if you're a generalist, then packages aren't really going to be easy for you to move to. You have to specialize. And once you become specialized, then you can do packages and getting paid that specialist rate. So thanks for listening to this week's topic on retainers. If you have any questions or comments, please leave. I will read and respond to each and every one of them. Thank you all for listening, and I'll see you guys next week.